Here's Wilson, and on the right circle, he scores!
Rebound loose, wild scramble in front, score!
And a hat trick tonight, number 21, Evan Mitchell.
Hello, welcome once again to the Power Play Point Podcast. I am, as always, your host, Blue Liner on Point, and with me once again, as always,
hello,
is my good friend. There she is, Anna Knox.
I'm here.
She's coming to you from beautiful Centerville, Virginia.
Not so beautiful right now. It's pouring rain, but that's okay. I'll let it go.
Oh, here too, believe me. Here in at the Hannibal Hovel here at the beautiful downtown Odenton, Maryland. So welcome one and all to Caps fans in the Commonwealth of Virginia, the state of Maryland, and of course the District of Columbia. And some new listeners I hope we've gotten very recently. As well as from my appearance last night on the Sports on the Hill. Talk about that in a minute. But hello and welcome to all you Caps fans out there in those three regions, as well as around the world. We do exist. we're going to go into another week here. It was a very good week for the Caps. Very good week to be a Caps fan.
Very good week.
Absolutely. And you will be hearing more of what Anna thinks, certain players, trust me. But let's get a little bit of quite a lot of bit, actually, of bad news out of the way. The two things, one that hit me very hard personally, and one that hit, I'm sure, everyone in America in the gut again, was I can't believe I'm hearing myself say this again, but yet another tragedy involving gun violence, mass gun violence, in Texas, in a church of all places, and hearts are with those families, prayers and thoughts with them, of course.
I'm gonna go on, not a political rant. I'm not gonna get all, amendment crazy or whatever, but I will say the statistic that I heard today is that so many decades ago when Columbine happened, and that was the biggest, school shooting and tragedy that we as Americans were suffering from and being, subjected to, that horrific scene all over in Colorado, now isn't even in the top 10 because we've had so many of these senseless killings, and it's heart-wrenching. So I prayers to Texas again.
That's I think that's all that needs to be said. And it's overblown, and especially when you hear it from overdone when you say you offer your thoughts and prayers, but we actually mean it. When I say it's overdone, I mean by people, and I don't want to get too political either, but I mean when people who have the power to do something about this, and that's all that they offer, and that's like Forrest Gump, that's all I'm going to say about that.
Right, which is why I hope people in the area voted today, and I'm just going to say that.
Yeah, and good point, good little tie-in there. Today is indeed Election Day, a big one, I know, in Virginia. Not so much here in Maryland, I don't think, but I know you got...
Not as big, no, it definitely, it's a big one in Virginia, so little Virginia hockey fans out there, get out there and vote if you can.
Yep, definitely. So obviously as we're recording this, this is November 7th. In the year 2017, just so you know. And as Anna said, big day as far as what's going on in the Commonwealth. Now, the personal tragedy that I had to endure myself. I say endure, like I had any big part in it. I don't know if some of you regular listeners out there, O ye few but faithful, remember a free sponsorship that I did for a young lady named Michelle Scholand that I went to high school with. She owns a company called By the Bay Botanicals, and if you remember, I plugged their product. She makes awesome scented wax candles, best I've ever had. Good friend of mine. Her mother had gone through a long, long battle with breast cancer for the last 5 years total, and finally passed away from it, finally succumbed to it this past week. And I'll be saying more about that in an Easter egg that I'll tack on after the end of the show. But that's another loss that just reminds us that of what life is and how much time we have here and that we have to make.
It does.
It's apropos to me, not only because it's a good friend of mine, but of course it's also we're still going on with the Hockey Fights Cancer. Mm-hmm. So do please look into that, donate to it, give whatever time resources you have to it. It is well worth it. It's not just. I mean, it's Hockey Fights Cancer. It's not Hockey Fights a type of cancer. It's Hockey Fights all cancer. So it's breast cancer, prostate cancer. So, doesn't really, cancer does not discriminate by gender. So you need and want to check that out and donate whatever you can to that very worthwhile cause. Okay, so now that we've brought everybody down to the floor.
All right, way to go.
Now.
Just kidding.
Yeah, I know.
It needed to be said. It was one of those life things where it's like sometimes being an adult totally blows. But we do experience these things, and we have to keep going forward.
Yep, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, and don't worry. I don't use this terminology around my kids or my students, but it does blow sometimes. So come on.
No, but you think it sometimes.
I absolutely do. And I had parent conferences all day yesterday, so a couple of those thoughts were in and out of my head quite frequently.
Well,
where
that,
I was like,
that had to be fun.
So much. No, I was like, I love my students. I truly love what I do, but there are times that things can be very frustrating when the parents, have that. Not my child. My child would never do that at home.
No, not my kid.
Not my kid. I'm like, okay, if only I could film.
Sure.
Say, why yes they do. But anyways, totally off topic. Missed last week. Missed doing this with you. I'm back, and let's talk hockey.
Okay, good deal. But before that, real quick, did you, I got to ask, did you enjoy Halloween? I mean, did you get all dressed up with the kids and everything?
Me? Come on now. No, I have the
Instagram pics to prove it. So,
yeah, I don't go all kinds of crazy. There's always the good cop, bad cop in the household,
and
my husband's usually the like, oh, let's go get candy and dress up and go roller coasters, and I'm like, I'll sit back and hold the jackets and wear a goofy headband. But it did light up this year and the kids did love it. So I, for the last couple of years, I bring a fire pit down to the end of my driveway. I have drinks with one of my best friends and we hand out candy, and my husband dresses up like a freaky ghoul and takes the kids out, and they got so much candy that I can't even. It's crazy, but it felt like fall. Everyone was in really good spirits, so it was a very cool Halloween on this end.
Nice. Well, I'm very glad you got a chance to relax and enjoy your time off. So,
yeah, it was good. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. So, all right, let's go ahead and get into it. Before we get into strictly Caps related stuff, just want to put something out there. I I had the privilege, nay, the pleasure of being on one of the DC, the Delmarva region's up and coming podcasts and general sports talk shows. That being Sports on the Hill. That's one that's hosted by Carol Porter III and Robbie Gross, both good friends of mine. I met on Facebook. My part of you can get their archive shows. I'll post it in the description of this episode, so you can get that at the Podbean page and also within the download notes. My part of it comes on about 20 minutes in. We actually were watching the game live, last night's game, that is, against the Coyotes live, and we're commenting on it, but I was adding my comments to it, and I had an absolute blast, and they love having me on, so I think I'm going to be doing that sometime down the road as the season picks up, and they're going to be talking a lot more about the Caps.
Is this your way of telling me that you're cheating on me? Was it just easier to just put it out there and just let everybody know so I couldn't fly off the handle? Just kidding.
I know.
I think it's awesome.
No,
I'm a big supporter of that.
The reason.
Keep going.
No. The reason the big reason I did it was to get the word out there. And, you know, Robbie and I had been talking back and forth about it. And it just, we couldn't come up with a time. And, you know, finally I said, all right, clear the decks, you know, get me on here. Cause as you know, we're doing the push to get as many listeners and downloads as we can.
Right.
And, you know, Robbie's actually a fan of the show. And it's really, really nice to
say.
Well,
Robbie Gross, I may just have to find you on Facebook or social media now that I know that.
Well, Robbie's actually in the True Caps Fans Facebook room. So.
Oh, is he now?
Yeah.
Good to know.
But
good to know.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys can find each other on Facebook. I did. Now, if you listen to the segment, as I mentioned to you the other, you know, a while ago, I did mention you, and it's not a one man thing anymore. I did mention you, and it's
trying to butter me up.
Well, it's kind of funny because I said, well, you know, my partner Anna Knox, you know, she loves her some Tom Wilson, and Carol Porter III was all over that. He's like, yeah, that's my man. I love him. Yeah, CP3 loves
him.
Yeah.
Oh,
he loves
some
Tom Wilson himself.
I was waiting for you to tell me that he's on like Tom Wilson goon bandwagon, which I was be like, no, thanks. I could go toe to toe with that, but that's okay. Ooh, I love me some Tom Wilson supporters. That's great.
Definitely. Yeah. We'll trust me. We'll listeners, we'll get a lot more into the week that not only Mr. Tom Wilson had, as well as the rest of the Caps, because yeah, a lot of folks on that team had some good week themselves.
Yes.
But I wanted to give some love to them, obviously for having me on, and because it was an absolute blast. They let me on there, talk some Caps hockey, and plug the show. And so hopefully, if you're listening because of that, thank you so very much. And as Robbie did his intro for me, what we try to do here is we try to give a little something for any and all Caps fan that loves the team and loves to listen and talk about the team. Whether you're a new fan or you've been following the team all 40-plus years, or in my case, most of the 40-plus years, not to give my age away.
Old man.
Yeah. But let's see. I wanna make sure I get the link right, so I'm looking that up, if you can bear with me. So it's they mainly operate out of Facebook Live, which Robbie suggested that we do, so that might be an option.
Okay.
Power Play Point podcast listeners, for us, you might be able to catch us there sometime down the road, if I can ever figure out how to do it.
I don't know if we can. I think we'd have to be in the same place, right?
Yeah.
I don't think you...
I think we can. We'll figure something out. We'll figure something out, because it'll be... And Robbie was telling me that it's a good way to grow things and get a lot of more people involved. So, yeah, we'll definitely look into that. But the link that where you can find them is facebook.com/sportsothp. And, again, the show is called Sports on the Hill Podcast. and they cover basically all things DC sports. That's the Caps, of course, Washington Nationals baseball, the Redskins, obviously. If you're a Redskins fan, devote a goodly amount of time to that show. The Wizards, the Mystics, I don't know if I said them already, but DC United as well.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff. I listen to it a lot when I can. Sometimes my schedule conflicts, but it's a lot of good stuff. Washington Valor Arena Football they cover as well. Literally all things DC sports.
That's awesome. They
talk about.
Good for them.
Yeah, it's a great show. Give it a listen. They usually run live Monday nights from 7 to 9:30, and again, it's hosted by Robbie Gross and Carol Porter III. Two local guys know an awful lot about DC sports. So if you don't already, give it a listen. And again, that's facebook.com/sportsothp, Sports on the Hill podcast. And give it a listen. It's a fantastic show. And definitely want to add that to your list. So let's get into Caps hockey. It's a very good week, as we already mentioned. So they came back from the road trip, basically, had quite a bit of time off, had a few days to themselves before they got into the game last Thursday against the New York Islanders.
Correct.
And pulled out a win there. And so the summary basically states, Taylor Mesochorny opened the scoring with an assist from Chandler Stevenson, his first Caps point.
Which was good, because I feel like he was, we talked about this before, he was a name that is on the roster. Don't ever talk about him. Don't have much to say. He's just sort of there. So this was good. Good for Taylor. Good for him. I've always liked him. I know good. I'm happy for him.
Yeah, and this will be a theme as we go along. Guys that we haven't heard much from this season stepping up the game. And so
Wilson. What?
We'll get there. We'll get there. So Tavares ties it up, of course, and then Lars Eller brings them ahead. Anders Lee ties it again, and then Alex Chiasson, of all people, gives the go-ahead goal late in the second period. With a nice assist from both John Carlson and Jay Beagle.
Yep.
And
it
gets tied up again midway through. And then Eller with the winner with about 3.5 minutes left to go. And
he had a fantastic game.
He had a terrific game. He had an absolutely terrific game. But as I said on the show last night, you got to notice that for every good thing he does at least one bad thing. So it seems to me that the Lars giveth and the Lars taketh away. And
I don't agree.
Look at how many times he's gone to the box. That was a thing that you last segment we had. You going round and round about players who taking stupid penalties. Well, he's one of them.
But I don't know if it's okay. Maybe I'm not paying attention as much attention to the fact that he's one up, one down kind of thing. I don't know. I guess I didn't see it that way. I felt like he came out at that New York game and just kicked ass and was just like,
oh, don't get me exactly wrong. Yeah, he did.
It's what we needed to see. And I think I was more so looking at that than I was the penalty time, but that's my bad for not paying attention to it. But I don't know. I don't see him like that for some reason.
Well, yeah. Well, his penalty was one of the ones that the Islanders scored on the power play. They converted two of their four, and that's another bone of contention about the team. For every good, there's a bad, and that's part of the bad. But yeah, his penalty actually was one of the two that allowed the Islanders to score, and that's why. And it was a holding foul, of all things. You don't want to see that. But, yeah, otherwise, he did have a kick-ass game. And so, appropriately enough, he was the number one star in that game. So moving on to the one road game up in Boston against the Bruins. Mrs. Blue Liner is right this very minute slamming her hand against however listening device she's listening to, because that's where she's from, up in Maine, actually. She hates it when I do that. Okay, so this is...
Oh, when you say Boston?
Boston. Yeah, she hates
it. Yeah, it's cringeworthy. I'm going to have to stop you from saying
okay,
it.
Okay, okay.
I'm all of, supporting the wife on this one.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. All right.
Just no.
Fine. But
no, my husband's from that area, so, like, come on now. You're going to say it, but no.
I get
it. No, I'm going to stop you. All right, moving on. Boston.
All right, so this was another tight game. They ended up winning 3-2, and this was one coming-out party of sorts for a certain number 43, who was also named the first star in this game. So the scoring summary goes thus. Mr. Wilson opens the scoring with yet another good assist from both Eller and Stevenson. And we were talking earlier before the show, and you said you like what that line's doing.
I do. I felt like that Boston game, I always find that they can just be dirty players. A couple of them, they're worthy of the throat punch from me.
Brad Marchand.
And the only person that I won't make fun of is Tuukka, because we talked about he's that name. I love it. But anyways, Willie, oh my God. That was it. That Lars Stevenson Wilson line. I want to see it again. I don't know if they're going to do it tonight. I haven't seen but that's it. He looked solid. He looked confident. He looked amazing. And I can't say enough. Tommy, way to kick ass.
Yeah.
It's what I needed to see. And then to do it again.
Well, yeah.
Good stuff.
He actually spent some time on the top line. There was actually a bit of a meme among Caps fans. They were calling him Top Line Tom, but Trotz only had him up there for, I think, one or two games, and then he slotted him on this third line with Stevenson and Eller, and like you said, he's clicking. They're clicking away.
Well, we've said, if I go back to first podcaster or to now or whatever, for me, it's all about the chemistry, and that three right there have it. And I will say, just to kind of jump forward on last night's game, when you saw, was it Kuzi to Carlson to Ovechkin for that goal? That was phenomenal. Just when you have people who get each other, I understand different positions and whatever else, but that's just it. So Lars, that Eller Wilson, Stevenson line. Good stuff.
Yeah. I think that's absolutely what's happening here. And I kind of mentioned this a little bit, on last night's show with, Carol and Robbie, they're finally looking like the team that we thought they were going to be. And I should have, props to you for this. I should have mentioned it a lot more, but you were the one that said, hey, let's get some chemistry going here.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Robbie and Carol on last week's show of theirs said, need more consistency. Well, it's actually both.
I agree.
They're finding the consistency amongst themselves. And Trotz, I think, has finally found some line combinations that are starting to work.
I agree, although I'm still trying to figure out for as amazing as everyone has hyped up Nathan Walker, still not seeing where he fits in on as a player.
Yeah, and that's a bone. That's a bit of a bone of contention with me. I'd like to see him get some more time in. I would like to see him get more of a chance, whether it's on the penalty kill or just flat out, fourth line duties, whatever it is. But
something, because I feel like he's the one that's, he could be phenomenal you know, bring it. Like, let's do this. Put him out there. Give him more ice time. But I don't know who he's going to click with because I haven't seen him play enough.
Yeah.
You know, that's just my thing is, like, let's get him out there. I love Smith Capelli. I think he's got a ton of potential, and he rocked it last night.
Oh, absolutely loved what he did last night.
Yeah.
And before that,
good.
Too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, he's good. And like I said, to Chase on, I'm trying to not pass judgment on the guy. If you just say, just tell me about hockey and what do you think about him, I think he's another one. He's going to be up and coming and he's going to do great. Right now, I'm like, but I think it's when I see him interviewed, it just makes me be like, come on, guy.
Well, I think I don't know a whole lot about him, but it in listening to him talk, I think he's actually French Canadian, if I'm not mistaken. So I don't think English is his first language. So you kind of got to cut him some slack for that. So,
but look at the Russians on the team and all the other ones that speak. He just is very monotone, and I think somebody make. What they weren't making fun of him, but he was. They said this is the perfect picture of him, and he had a baseball cap on, and it was covered so low as he was being interviewed, because it's like it was so awkward and it was so cringeworthy that you know he doesn't want to be there. But it's hard to get to like love the player so much when you know he interviews terribly. So I kind of wish they kind of. Give you know get him off like don't interview him because he just it doesn't work but we'll, and I will preface it or not preface it take that scratch that compare it to Nate Schmidt.
Oh yeah,
here's this lovable guy that everybody loved.
Yeah,
great hockey player. Yeah, but everybody truly loved that guy for his humor, big heart, he was so friendly, that infectious smile. So this guy's nowhere near that, so, but I think Chason, Cap fans need a little personality.
So Chason's the anti-Nate Schmidt. I love it.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
That's the only way I can compare it.
So we got wonderful personality, great smile to low-key. But you know what? That's
it's okay. That's more about hockey.
Right. Fine by me, as long as he gets the job done on the ice. Works for me.
There you go.
Okay, so let's see. Okay, yeah, so basically, Alex Ovechkin, ho-hum, throws in a goal. Yeah. his 11th.
It was a bullet.
11th of the season, and yeah, like you said, the Russian connection, beautiful to see. Absolutely
yes.
Beautiful to see. I'm you know, we can't lie. He gets the second one, but yeah, it was that game against the Bruins was basically the Tom Wilson show. I retweeted something where even when Tom wasn't scoring, he looked fantabulous.
Yes, he did.
Stiff arm on the highly touted rookie defenseman for them, Charlie McAvoy, gets around him, breaks away, and if he could have thrown in one last little deke, might have gotten it around.
Yeah.
The world class goalie Rask, but you know. Or was
yeah?
Was he? Even...
It was. He was on fire. Whatever it was, post Halloween, he just all of a sudden that was it. He came out of Boston, and it was. He looked like the Tom Wilson I know he can be, the one I've been defending forever, and not forever, but you know, I gotta exaggerate a little bit. But I just think this is it, and if we can keep him on that solid line. You know, whether it's with Eller and Stevenson, just keep it going because I think he's one that once he starts scoring, it's going to keep going and he's just going to get better. And he's got some wicked fights in there and I absolutely love it. He laid out Ladd and that was it. That's all. It was amazing. It's Tom Wilson.
Well, speaking of fights, yeah, I wish it was the other one, but yeah, he got into a tangle with one of the Shen brothers last night. It's actually Luke Shen, who
yeah, that was pretty nasty.
Probably will go down as one of the most overrated defensemen I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
had he not started his career in Toronto, nobody would have ever heard of him. But yeah,
right.
was glorious to see.
And I was glad, honestly. I was. I feel like there are times Tommy goes to the sin bin and the other, you know, person doesn't. And this was an equal 5 minute for fighting. Yeah, you know, he tried. Tom still won, but I'm just gonna say that that guy's an idiot. Whatever. On the Coyotes, yeah, not Tom Wilson.
I know. Anybody, I think anybody at this point tries to challenge him ought to know what they're getting into at this point. So.
Right. He's just, yeah, just let it go. And can I just say, I was kind of hoping last night, and this is just me living in a little fairy tale moment. I was so hoping to see Michael Latta on the roster last night for kind of the Coyotes. I was really hoping to see him on the roster last night. Because I know he's out in Arizona, but I guess he hasn't quite made the cut. We don't know.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Don't care.
No. I've kind of thrown an eye at him every now and then. So yeah, I don't think he's quite made it yet.
Okay.
I think he's still in the minors with him, but yeah. No.
Yeah, I was hoping, because I always liked the guy, and he's another one. You know, he dropped the gloves like no other, because I will give props to Clayton Keller.
Oh yeah,
on the Coyotes.
He is definitely,
holy crap.
He is definitely one to watch, and yeah, we don't try to give too much love to opposing players, but he's going to be a good one coming up. In fact, some Arizona fans I know, and yes, they exist too, are already calling him Clayton Calder, as in he'll be the one to take that trophy home and not Nico Hischier or anyone else.
Right.
So,
yes. Well, I mean, I'll say for a 19-year-old, and he has the same amount of goals as Ovechkin this season. That's impressive.
That's 19. Nice. That's nice.
So he looked, I will say, when he scored his 11th goal last night, he still has that little boy excitement on his face. He looks like a little kid, but what a hell of a skater.
Yeah.
He's got some speed on him.
He's got some moves.
But he's no Tom Wilson. Yep. He's only like 5'8", so we'll see. He's got the speed. He doesn't quite have the I don't know.
Okay, so a little bit more about Michael Latta. I just looked him up. He's on the roster, but he's pretty much I guess what you'd call a black ace. You know, mostly a healthy scratch. A lot of
okay.
So he's on the roster, but you know, looking to crack the numbers. So
It would have been nice to have him back in DC last night.
It would have been, but I'm sure he had time to visit the old locker room and such.
True.
So speaking of more about the Coyotes game, yes. So we talked about Clayton Keller. He opened the. I was actually not too pleased. Well, I don't think any of us were with how the game began. They looked flat-footed. They looked like they were asleep, and. I was really hoping they carry the momentum. It didn't. And then with about the period half gone, and it wasn't looking so great, along comes Devontae Smith-Pelly.
Yep.
And what he does in front of that net, he puts himself in front of that net, does what he does, and he managed to corral the puck and did this 180 spin and backhanded the thing over the blocker side of the goalie Wedgewood, and it was a thing of beauty. And it was just, the guys on Sports on the Hill and I were all watching at the same time. You'll hear it. We yelled, we screamed when that happened. That was a beautiful.
It was beautiful.
Beautiful thing.
It was. Absolutely. Hats off to him.
And then, so the Russians. Well, not all the Russians came in. So John Carlson. Who's quietly having a lot better season than I thought he'd have.
Chimes
in with the assist.
Yes.
On the game tying goal.
Yes. But he's also, I'm pretty sure if I read this correctly, has the most minutes played.
Yes. He because of, in part to the injury to Niskanen, and this was another thing that got talked about last night, but in part because of that, and in part because, well, he's probably the most mobile defenseman on the whole seven-man core. So, yeah, given all of the time he's had, it's bumped him up to actually being the player with the single most average time on the ice. I think it was 27 minutes.
Yeah, I was going to say 25, but yeah, and that's amazing. And I feel like he's another one. He comes on, he does an amazing job. He's not, the penalty minutes aren't there, but and that goal last night, good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Okay. So yeah, spoiler alert, not so much.
Sorry.
Not so much. Kidding. Kidding. He gets the game winner in OT. His first of the year, Kuznetsov and Oshie assisting. And Oshie from some reports, not having a good time of it lately. Bit of a ghost, and that's disappointing to me because he's my namesake. When I played, mostly street and on the road and on the floor, that's the number I wore, and that's why you'll see 77 in a lot of my posts. But yeah, he's one of my faves, and a little disappointed in him. He's been a bit of a Casper lately.
I agree, and I had that down in my notes just to say. Again, there seems to be the speed, obviously the skill, but it's just not getting to the net. And he's another one. I feel like once he starts scoring, it's going to take off from there. But we just have to get over this hump. And right now, it's disappointing. Yeah,
well, it's disappointing, and you want to see the whole team firing on all cylinders. But it's at the same time, it's good to see that you have someone else that's not necessarily on the top line can take over a game and win it for you, like a Lars Eller, like a Tom Wilson, like one of those guys. And who
I agree.
Knows, it'll, like and another guy like Devontae Smith-Pelly, who can wake the team up with his efforts. So you get contributions in some way from everybody. And it, like the point I was trying to make before, this is the team that I think we were all wanting to see and hoping to see, and now it's starting to come out. Now they're on a nice little win streak, so if they can sustain this, at least this kind of effort, maybe not the same result, but the same effort at least, I think they won't have any problems at least getting into the playoffs. And then, as we all know, once you get in, anything can happen.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
All right, so as we said, Carlson with the game winner in OT, and that wraps up the week that was up till tonight. And now tonight, of course, as we're recording this, they're shuffling off to Buffalo to play the Sabres. This is another team that's young and kind of fell on their face getting out of the gate. So you would think an easy time of it. So watching the
you would th- you yeah would think, you would think that though,
watching the game I... well watching if you watch the game tonight. The first 5 to 7 minutes will be key. Watch their body language. Watch how they approach the game. If they're slow, they're flat-footed, then something is going to have to wake them up. So hopefully they don't do that.
Yeah, them, played last night off of a win, heading up to Buffalo, and back-to-back is not easy. Like 90% of the time. So let's just hope they're riding on let's finish this off with, three wins in a row and keep it going. That's what I want to see.
Well, they're on a three-game win streak now. So they won.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, you're right. They won, I forgot about the Islanders.
Yeah, they won against the Islanders, the Bruins, and last night. So this one hopefully should be number four. And yeah, I think since it's a back-to-back, Philip Grubauer is going to get the start tonight, and so I think that alone ought to be something of a wake-up call to the team. Hey, let's win one for Gruby. Let's play a little bit better in front of him. Not be so doggone lackadaisical in front of him. Just get him a win for crying out loud. And then
yes.
Okay. So you all right?
Yeah, sorry.
It's okay.
I'm Yeah, all good.
Okay, so looking to the future, the latter part of the week, they get 2 days off. They come back home to Capital One, and oh, looky here. Once again, it's the
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Pittsburgh Penguins, and it's supposed to be damn cold that night. We're actually going to be a dip below freezing for the first part of the first time this year, appropriately enough.
That's on what night?
That's Friday night,
Be that cold?
7 o'clock puck drop at Capital One. Penguins are in town, and then they're off Saturday, and then the Oilers come to town, 7 o'clock face off Sunday night. Then they go on a bit of a small road trip through the Midwest. It's the defending Western Conference champions, Nashville Predators, at the Bridgestone Arena, 8 o'clock face off. And then they go even further out west to the Colorado Avalanche, who just made a big trade, trading Matt Duchene, that strange three-way trade where, let's see, it was that Duchene ended up in Ottawa. Ottawa sends Kyle Turris to Nashville, and Colorado gets a bunch of picks and prospects to build on. So I thought
Interesting.
That was kind of strange, but I don't know. We'll see how that pans out for both teams. And then they end the week against our old friend Gabby, Bruce Boudreau, and the Minnesota Wild back at home, 7:30 face off. And then we head into Thanksgiving week, which we'll talk about next week. I think actually. Is Thanksgiving week? No, that's the last week. So no.
Thanksgiving's like the 23rd.
Oh, it is. Okay. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. So next week is Thanksgiving. Okay, I did have that right. All right. Three game. Actually, 4 game homestand starting with Minnesota Saturday. The three and three more the week after, which we'll get into on next week's show. And now I think unless yeah, I really. I don't want to drag this out too much, but yeah, just wanted to go over how well the team did and why, because as we've been saying, a lot of us observant Caps fans have been saying, need to find that chemistry and consistency, and it looks like they finally got it, and hopefully, as I said, they keep on rolling with it, and I think that just needs to be the focus. So
I agree.
good on them. Good week overall. Let's just keep it going. Hopefully the first month jitters or whatever it was has, they've worked that out in the system. So okay, and any final thoughts, Anna?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I'm happy with them right now, and I just want to keep going forward.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, so that'll do it for another edition of the Power Play Point podcast. And let's give out the contact information as we always do. I can be reached, and don't be shy. This is my personal email, glhallowed at yahoo.com. I would love to hear from just about anybody. I got a question about the show, about me, about Caps hockey, anything, doesn't matter. Give me an email, and well, if it's about Caps hockey, especially, probably read it on air. I can also be reached on Twitter at BLULINER98 on Twitter. That's my handle there. And
How come it's not Blue Liner 77?
that's well, because that's a good question. Because 98, 1998 was the Caps year that they made it all the way to the Stanley Cup final. So sometimes I use 98
Okay.
on that. And I figured, okay, so everything can't be 77. So I tacked that on there for my Twitter handle. So
There you go.
that's why I did that.
Okay.
Okay, so a little bit of show trivia. And I can also be seen on the True Caps Fans Facebook group page, and so can Anna for that matter. I believe she's a member of that group as well.
I am.
And that's where you can find me. Anna, how about yourself?
I can be reached Aquanox49 on Instagram. You can direct message me there. And also on Twitter, I am Anox49. and I've been a couple of messages here and there, but you know, I'm always on social media and always looking forward to meeting people.
Good deal. Good deal. Absolutely. And yeah, we're both hoping to meet new Caps fans all the time, and hoping to get new listeners, as we said. So you can catch the show on Apple Podcasts and the Podbean app and Mixcloud. Those are the three main distribution points. Looking to get onto some others, and of course the main site blueliner77.podbean.com as well. And you'll hear that on the voiceover at the end. And so, yep, that'll do it. So we're going to wrap it up, and hopefully the win streak continues, and we roll into November and get hot despite all the cold that's going to come at us soon.
Sounds good. Go Caps.
All right. So for Ananox, thanks for listening. Let's go Caps.
This has been another episode of the Power Play Point podcast. All episodes available at blueliner77.podbean.com, Apple Podcasts, and the Podbean app. Music by Joe McAllister, voiceover by Jeffrey Conkle.
And so it's with a heavy heart that we talk about the life that is, was, of a mother of one of my good friends, Carol Amundson. And so she succumbed, unfortunately, last week to breast cancer. But I don't think her life should be defined by that. I think her life, to me, will be defined by those moments where she showed who she truly was, her kindness, her generosity, and ultimately her class. She's a very classy lady, and it's my fondest memory of her will always be those times that, well, Michelle and I and a bunch of us, we were in theater and drama in high school, and Mrs. A would always open up her home very graciously to those of us who needed a place to hang out afterwards. And she's one of those people that left an impression on you. You only had to meet them once. I had several conversations with her over the years, but you only needed to meet her once to have her leave an impact on you. And she had a way of kind of steering you towards the right thing to do. And I think this is an example of how humble and gracious she was, but I didn't find out until just recently that she actually worked for the Goddard Space Flight Center for over a decade and had a part in the first, you know, some of the Apollo missions and one of the Challenger missions. And she never talked about that. She never talked about that part of her life. And that kind of grace and humility is like, oh, it's no big deal to me. And I would have been fascinated to know that, but she never never ever thought of herself that way, as somebody who needs all the attention. Always, but always willing to give to a cause, always willing to be be that guiding light without, you know, without making much of it. And that's, it's kind of hard for me to say, because we need more of that in this world, and she provided it. And what else can you say? I mean, we're all gonna miss her. We're gonna miss her very much. And I'll never forget her. And I'm sorry, this might be going on a bit long, but because I'm honestly struggling to find the words, because what do you say about somebody that even years and years and years later left that much of an impression on you, except, you know, enjoy them while they're on this earth. And so, we'll miss you, Mrs. A. Thanks for being you.